Whites and the Gemara with the Tyson that we did. Okay, we're up to number 32, I believe we're up to.
Yeah.
Number 32, what did Tosa say in Dirmaska Dasuya Bay Trey? Let's get it down. Tosa says in Dirmaska Dasuya Bay Trey, he says that Rashi said that since the two people are available to Mekayim the Shtar, according to Rabbi, you don't see the fun in Nechtov, according to Rabbah, you would need to verify the Shema. So Tosa asked Akasha, what do you mean? You're going to hang them up in a closet? How are you going to hang them up in a closet? They're always available to be Mekayim. They could leave at any time. Number one. Number two, what's unique about the two guys that send the get? You could take two guys from the shuk. So because of those two kashas of Tosas, Tosas presents the sheet of the Rival. And the Rival writes that Asuya Beitrei means they said the Baal sent them. And the husband's no longer believed to say he didn't send them. Because two guys do not need to say b'fanei nechta, because they have a migu to say in front of us they were divorced and they be believed. And we're not cautious that he signed Adim and Mazid, Adim Sulim, because Mustama, since he spent all this money and time to send the shliach from Medina Siam, he did everything right, and we're not cautious that he's machshahar. So that's what Tosas says, okay? Again, Tosas says that Suya Beitrei means that there's Adim that are what? There's Adim that are considered to be what? Ready there to be verified. So Tosas asks, what do you mean you can't tie them up? And we can't assume that they're going to be there. And number two, why do you take two guys, two shluchim? You can take two guys from the shuk. Because of those two kashas, Tosas presents the Rival, that the two guys said that the Baal sent us. So the husbands no longer believe to say he didn't send them, because two guys are always believed. They don't need to say b'fanei nechta. They have a migu to say before in front of us she was divorced. And we're not cautious that maybe he signed Adim and Mazid, Adim Sulim, because Mistami spent so much money to have the process done, he did it right. That answers number what? That answers number 32, 33. How do we answer up Rashi? So we answered up Rashi by saying as follows, that the notion of Lashon of Kippa Talia Milsa, we said, is from the Gemara in Sota, that we assume that, you know, the Pirchei Kuna are not going to be holding on to her head or her shoulders, Sota Dav Zayin, when she goes to the restroom. So therefore we're concerned that maybe she would have Znus even in the Beis HaMikdash. But Rav Nachman Bar Chovitch answered up Rashi by saying, we don't assume the Vadai that the Edim are going to always be there. We assume as long as there's a possibility that the two guys will be there, that's enough. Because the Takanas Chachamim of B'fanei Nechta was that for sure you're going to need them. For sure you're going to need them. Where it's Barur, there's no Edim around. They might be there, they might not be there. But it doesn't fit the bill of Adai. It doesn't fit the bill of Adai. Rashi never means to say, as long as there's a possibility that they'll be there, that's enough. Lefiza, we answered the Kasha of the Rashba and the Rosh, Asuya means Shluchim. Whether they recognize the signature or whether they do not recognize the signatures. Right? As long as there's a possibility that there might be some guys that recognize the signature, that's not included in the Takanas Chachamim. The Takanas Chachamim is only Vadai when you need them to need B'fanei Nechta Nechta. When it's not B'vadai, it's not a problem. Plus the fact we said the Darkei David answered up Rashi by saying that it could very well be when the Shliach delivers the get, he'll testify B'Feirish. The two guys will testify B'Feirish that the get was a good get, L'maisa, that as soon as they deliver the get, they'll testify that everything's fine about it, and the Beis will Mekayim the get, and therefore the husband won't be able to come anyway. So please get that how we answer Rashi. Either number one, as long as they're there, and then number two, as long as there's a possibility they're Hayim, they're Makirim, and number three, the Darkei David said that the two Shluchim will testify that everything is fine, and they were sent, and therefore there won't be a problem. The Baal will not be the Ma'arer, and that's what Rashi means, Halacha L'maisa. So they'll testify right away, so we're not worried about them running away. It's also important to mention, is when we did that Tosfos, that according to the Rival's Pshat, the two Kashas fall. Because the two Edim say that the guy sent us and they leave. You don't need them to stick around. Number two, the only two guys that know that the Baal sent them is they, not two guys from the Shuk. We always said you always got to check, according to the new Pshat, why those two Kashas why the kashas fall, halacha l'maisa. Okay, that's 33. 34, why do we say a bracha on the sinas aget? Why do we say a bracha on the sinas aget, we said? Because most kitten are given for the wrong reasons, and they made a little plug that there never is a bracha on the sinus again. That's 34. And lastly, number 35, what are the three shittas we said? Why? What are the grounds for divorce? Beishamai said only znus. Beisil said even if she burns the children. And Rabbi Kiva said even if you find someone that's more attractive. And the Rav Zatzal, Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld said, what does that mean? So bizarre. It means that if you're dealing with a husband that's such a bad guy, that he divorced her because you burned the children or because he found a woman that's more attractive, then you know what? She's not zochet. She shouldn't have such a husband. He's such a bad guy. Forget it. At the first glance, you look at these reasons, they're bizarre. But if you look at it like that perspective, that we're looking out for the woman, then it makes a lot of sense. Halacha l'maisa. Okay? All right. That 34 is that we don't say a bracha on the sinus again because we make a low plug, the Rashba writes in the Tshuvas. Most kidden are given for the wrong reasons. So we make a low plug, even if it's given for the right reason, we don't say a bracha. Okay, that answers up the Shir Chazar number 6. Okay, we must now go on by the Nagor. Yes, Jonathan.
Does Rebbe think that the Rav Zitzel really thought that the Amoraim were thinking from the perspective of...
Not Amoraim, Tanoim. These are Mishnayos. So yes. Yes, that's how he touched the Mishnah. Okay? Because otherwise, it's very bizarre. Shita. A guy, because of the children, you know, grounds for divorce, means if you're such a type of guy that wants a divorce her, then divorce her, because she should deserve a better husband. This is the pshat. Please get it. Okay. We're up to now, Bezum and Bez running out to Gimel and Aleph. Okay? Let's see the Gemara inside. All right? We have a lot to see. I want to get everything clear with this. So let's start from Rabbanu Huda Itzra. Okay? Let's see the Gemara inside. Okay? Rabbanu Huda Itzra. We got it? Let's see the Gemara. Okay? Rabbanu Huda Itzra. Let's see the Gemara. Arya, read the Gemara. What does Rabbanu Huda Itzra mean?
Rabbanu required the...
Required what? The Rabbanan required it, okay? We got to know, not what. We got to know what it is. We stressed it. The Rabbanan required. Do you need a D'Oraisa or not?
No.
Binyamin, are you with me?
Yeah.
Well, do we need me D'Oraisa or Lamaisa? Do we need me D'Oraisa or not? Yes or no?
No.
No, why not?
Rov Bikina,
and what also? Stam Sifrei, Migrar Gmir. We're within the block of Rabba, Lishma. That's correct. Me D'Oraisa, you don't need it all. It's a rabbinic requirement. Go ahead. And because of Aguna, they were making, they only said that what? What'd they say? You only need one, you don't need two. Yes? And we said yesterday, at the very end of Shir, let's say it over again quickly, that what on earth, Lamaisa, does this mean? Right? According to Rashi, it fits beautifully, because this is a Chash Amiti. What is the Chash Amiti, Mayor? What is the Chash Amiti? Why is this a chashash amiti? What is the chashash mayor according to Rashi? Rabbanu Yitzchak. That you finally get in the garbage can or a nimlach. That's a real chashash. So therefore, one, you really should require two to get rid of that. That's a kula why we only require only one. That's a kula if we don't require two. But according to the Tais, the whole problem is what? Lies. If the whole problem is a rumor, then to squash rumors, what? What should you need? To squash rumors, what should you really need? 1A. Why is it a kula that you have 1A? Why? A kula is where you should require two, and I was making to have one. So what's going on here? So what's the answer? We have a famous principle in Erevin Nachman called the Tikkun Rabbanu. Can you raise the Tikkun? The Rabbanu made an enactment based on what? The Erevin. So therefore what? In the Erevin, whenever you require eight, you require how many? Two. So to get rid of a laz, you shouldn't really require how many? Two. That's why it's a kula. That's why it's a kula, and you can read it in the Tosis just as well. So you have to read in the Gemara Chashash Amiti according to Rashi, or Laz according to the Tosis. Okay? Weiter in the Gemara. This is a kula. This is a chumrah. Why is it a chumrah? Go ahead. Because if you would have required two, then what? Then what would happen, Usher? The Baal would not what? Would not be able to be ma'arir because it would be one against two. One against two, the one loses, yes? So therefore what? Why do you call this a what? Kula, this is nothing but a chumrah. You've messed us up. That really means it's a chumrah. Because if you would have required two, we would have been fine. Now they only require one, the Baal's going to come in ma'arir. So it's a chumrah. Chumrah means you've caused us problems with this. Upasulay is going to mess us up. Read the Rashi there. Go ahead. Dimitzrachas.
Read
the top right from the top. Mishum what? Excellent, go ahead. Bibia, it's not a cool, it's a chumra. Go ahead. What's that mean? Now that one guy comes to protest, you've established one against one is what's the din? The shliach should lose, right? They should cancel each other out. Well said. So you should cancel each other out, and therefore you have a get that was not verified. That it was lishma. So it should be bad, yes? Uki chai v'kabi chai. What does uki mean? What is uki? Establish. Establish one against one. Yes? You establish one against one, you're gonna be in trouble, Lamaisa. Okay? So what do you see according to Rashi? Let's get it down. What do you see according to Rashi? What do you say according to Rashi? Let's get it. That what? That it fits beautifully. According to Rashi, it's not a lav. What is it? It's a chashash amiti. So if the husband comes and says this is a garbage can or a niblach case against the shliach, then what? One against one, what happens? They cancel each other out, the shliach should lose. Yes? Please get that down. It fits beautifully, according to Rashi, that this is not lav. This is a real error. Therefore, the edus of the shliach will be contradicted. Fits in beautifully, Jonathan. You follow me? Comes along the Pnei Yoshu and the Briskerov. Let's get it down. The Pnei Yoshu and the Briskerov, which I had to look in Seder, asks, why does Rashi need to come on and say, Uki Chad Bahari Chad? Arya, what does he ask? The Gemara says in Gittin on Daf Tesem and Aleph later on that Ira Baal is considered like two guys. Ira Baal is Ketrei. Get it down. So why does Rashi say one against one? It should be really what? Should be one against two. The shliach is against one human being, but the human being, and halakhically, the baal is considered like two. So frek the pnei Yoshu and the brisker rub. Why is it one against one? It's really one against two. Says pnei Yoshu. Pnei Yoshu says a kavaltik pshat. He says, when is the baal like two? When is the baal like two, Asriel? You getting it down? When is the baal like two? Only when the guy makes a claim mezuyah. Only when the guy claims mezuyah, but when the guy claims it wasn't written lishma, it's not like two. And the Biskarov says the same thing. When a husband protests, it's not because he's the Baal Dover on the Gerishin. Is a woman chattel of the husband? No, she's not. Chasr Sholom, like the Ron says. She's not Mamono Shabbal. We had that earlier, remember? That's why the Ron said we don't say Taininen. Remember we only say Taininen on money? We don't say Tainina Wolf for what? For the husband against the woman? What is the woman like chattel? She's not chattel. So the Ron says, why would you say Tainina? Remember what the Ron said? The Ramban, the Ritva, the Ron, the Rashba say, we don't say Tainina Mizuya for the Baal. She's not Mamona Shabbal. So the same thing here, says the Brisker Rav. She's not Mamona Shabbal. So when he protests, what is he protesting as? Not as a Baal Dover on the Gerushin. What is he a Baal Dover of? The star! He's the Baal Dover on the star. He's the one who generates and manufactures the star. He's a Baal Dover on the star. So if he says the star's mezuyah, forged, or there's a condition in the deal, so that's when you assume the Baal's like two. The era of Baal is like two, Yosef, when what? When the Baal claims that he's a Baal Ashtar. When you claim it's mezuyah, or there's a condition, then you believe like two. But what is he saying here in the block of Rabbah, in the segment of Rabbah? What is the husband contending? It's not written lishma. On that you are not a what? That's not dine star. That's not dine star. That's dine get. And a Baal is not believed like two. He's only believed like one. Wow. That is why it says uki chad. That's why Rashi says uki chad hadi chad. Doesn't the Gemara say in Tesem Beis he's like two? The answer is only like two when he makes a claim of mezuyah, or that there's a t'nai, when he's coming from the approach that he's a Baal Ashtar. When he's coming from the approach that he's a Baal Ashtar, then his ear is a good ear. Then his ear is a good ear. His protest is a good protest. He's belief like two when he's trying to say, I'm the head of the star. This star's bogus, it's forgery. Or there was a condition in the deal and the star. But when you claim it wasn't written lishma, as Nate said and said, that's a didn't get. If that's a didn't get, you only believe like one. And I want to take this a step further. In that Gemara and Daf Tes, Amud Aleph, where it says Iravals Ketre. You know what it was talking about? It's talking about a get delivered in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, what is the concern, Lamaisa? What is the protest? When there's a get delivered in Eretz Yisrael, Benji, what is the protest about? In Eretz Yisrael, is there a concern about Lishma? No, everyone in Eretz Yisrael knows Lishma. What's the concern when you have a get delivered in Yerushalayim to Tel Aviv? Or Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim? The concern is it's forged. The concern is it's forged. Here the concern is it wasn't written Lishma. We're worried about that even if the Baal wouldn't protest. So because the Shliach were machshir the get. So in our case, the Baal's Ma'ar, even though he's not like two, he wins. He beats out the Shliach. He beats out the Shliach. That's why it says in the Mishnah, if the Baal protests, what does it say? Yimei Shalav Oirin. What does it say? I maybe get Eretz Yisrael. Yimei Shalav Oirin. Yiskayim. What does it say? Maybe get Eretz Yisrael. Excellent, Yosef. So therefore, what does that mean? That's when he claims forgery. When he claims mezuyev. But in our sugya, what is he claiming here? Binyamin, what in our sugya, what is he claiming here? That it wasn't written what? Lishma. When you claim it wasn't written lishma, you're not like two. You're like one. That's why Rashi says, uki chad de bahari chad. That's what the Brisker Rav adds on to the Pnei Yeshua. When is Irur Kibal? When is Irur Kibal like Stein? When is that? Elias, let's get it down. When do we say Irur Kibal is Kishnayim? What daf? What daf is that? Daf Tesimon Aleph. When is he Kishnayim? Rock the what? The Mizuyah. The Mizuyah. When he's a what? A din of the Baal Ashtar. When he's a Baal Ashtar, look correct. When he's a Baal Ashtar. But in our sugya, we're talking about a claim that was Shelo Lishma. So in the case where it's Shelo Lishma, what is that? He's not like two. Shelo Lishma, he's like Chad, and it's Chad Negev Chad. That's why, and it fits beautifully, because the Mishnah was commenting, Ein Irur Pachas Mishnayim. When is Ein Irur Pachas Mishnayim? When is the Baal like what? Like two. In the case in Eretz Yisrael, what is the error in Eretz Yisrael? Mizuyah, because we all know it's Lishma. But in our sugya, what are we talking about? Hamayi get me to say yam. There you have to verify according to Rabbis written Lishma. That's what we're talking about here. Uki chad lebagami chad. This is the chiddush that we want to bring out. Okay? Yes, Benjamin. Go ahead.
Why does Rashi there on Tesman Aleph specify that mizuyah?
Why does he? He doesn't need to. It's self-understood. Self-understood. That's the only concern. The only concern is what when it's mezuyah. That is the concern. So Memela, I want you to get this down. This is all against who? This is all within who? Rashi. But the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos, which we did, I don't remember, last week or so, what did the Rambam write in the Perush Mishnayos in the beginning of the Sefer? What is the error? That what? What is the error according to the Rambam? Not just mezuyah, but what else? Also, any other psul, like he says, I didn't write it, or we can include lishma. So according to the Rambam, that's not true. According to the Rambam, Lamaisa, the Mishnah is talking about a case of what? Where you claim shalom lishma. And according to the Rambam, how are you going to have to read this Gemara? How are you going to have to read this Gemara? What did the Gemara say? If you would have required two, what would have happened? If you would have required two, what would have happened? It becomes a chumrah now, because why? If you required two, then what? Then the Baal would have lose. Now that you require one, it's uki chad to becham echad. Well, what do you say according to the Rambam? What are we saying according to the Rambam? That what? Irur kebaal is what? Is Kishnayim, even when you say it's Shelo Lishma. So I want to read the Gemara differently according to Ram. It's two against two. I want to read the Gemara differently. According to Ram, it's not one against one like Rashi says. It's two against two. The Shliach is believed like two. Yes? In the Havamina of the Gemara? And what is the Havamina? It's two against two. The husband's also believed like two. So it's two against two. You would have lost. What's the Gemara's answer? Arya, read the Gemara's answer. Why is the Shliach win? This is all a Havamina. Why does he win? Go ahead.
Right,
Read again. Hi, Kulahu. Oh, now that it's only one, he'll apostle it. What's the Gemara's answer? He won't win. Why not? What does that mean? Since there's an audience when he delivers the get, he has to say before an Echad, either in front of two or three, it's a machlokas, he's going to check himself out. No one wants to make himself look like an idiot. So he's made a diet, and he won't come to make himself look bad. Lo rori, from the word ra. Jonathan, with me? He won't make himself look bad. So therefore, he won't make himself look bad. Who wins? The shliach wins over the husband. You got that? The shliach wins over the husband. Lock, stock, and barrel. He wins over the husband. So according to the Rambam, we're learning it's two versus two, but his two wins. There's two of the shliach wins over the baal. According to Rashi, it's one against one, and the one of the shliach wins over the baal. That's how you read the Gemara. That's how you read the Gemara.
Why couldn't you say two, though? Why couldn't you say two with two? Saying you cancel each other out, so like, why do you have to mention that in the first place?
No, I'm just pointing out to you that the koach of Irra Baal, according to Rashi, is only Mizuf, not according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, it also includes Shalol Lishma. Because the Rambam, the Perish Mashiach, teaches Orim as being what? Not just Mizuf. What does the Rambam say? It means also Shalol Lishma. That's what we're talking about in our Gemara. So that means the Baal is like two. So that means the Shliach is like what? It's Uki Chad, how do you try? Instead of Rashi, Uki Chad, 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 it's really Trey against Trey. No, it's one Shliach, but he had a koach of two, a Meiser. I don't want to make the Havli Maskana too drastically, you know, it was one versus two, and then all of a sudden it's what? Two versus two, and that guy wins? You don't want to do a double jump. So in the Havli meaning the Gemara, and I'll prove it to you, because the Gemara, Rav David Parvarsky and Rav Nachum Bar Chosh point out the next block of Gemara, hopefully we'll get to tomorrow, if we get to it tomorrow, we'll see, but the Taisus Rid says when the Baal claimed Mizuyif, it said Chad Chad. Why does it say Chad Chad? It said the Baal's believed like two. So Chad Chad there in the Taisus Rid's perspective means like two versus two. So that's exactly what we're saying here. It's like two versus two. And the Gemara's answer is that the two of the Shliach is better. That's how I'm reading the Gemara according to the Rambam. Yes, Nate.
How did the Shliach get the two in this case?
Because Lamaisa, we want to suggest Lamaisa that he's considered to be strong in the Havamina, but he's not as strong as the husband, Lamaisa. It says Chad, physically.
He's strong enough.
Because I don't want to say that it's one versus two, and then all of a sudden the Maskana is it's two versus two, and that two's better.
That is
it's like a double jump.
It is
okay. However you want to say it. You want to say it like that, fine. I'm just trying to make it neater. That's all.
So the Shliach in front of the audience brings him from a one to,
Yes, that's why I want to formulate the Havamina that he was in originally was like, in the Havamina like two.
Okay.
It's just against the husband, two against two. They face off each other, cancel each other out. I'm answering that two is better. That's how we're reading the Gemara according to the Rambam. And I'm proving to you that the Tosfos is written in the next block of Gemara says one versus one. What do you mean one versus one? When the Baal says he's Mizuyif, the Gemara says Beferes is Ketu. So it means two versus two. I'm proving that as a model. That the Tosfos Rid in the Arya, in the block of Rava, says Uki Chad V'Chakad, which doesn't mean Chad. It really means two versus two. I don't want to say two versus one, because then the Maskana is too drastic of a difference between the Havamin and the Maskana. There was one versus two, and then all of a sudden the one is propelled to two, and he wins. So that's all we want to say. But according to Rashi, he meant what he meant. He meant Chad versus Chad. Because you're only Chad versus Chad, you're only Eris Kishnaim when you say Mizuyah. In our Gemara, you're saying Shalom Lishma. But the Rambam says Shalom Lishma, also you like to. If I ask you, what does it mean in the Gemara Daf Tes, that Eris Baal Kishnaim? Is it only by Mizuyah? That's Rashi. The Rambam says, even when you read Shalom Lishma. So the Rambam has to read the Gemara here differently, Lamaisa. Rambam has to read the Gemara differently, Halacha Lamaisa. Okay. Let's take this a step further now. Okay. Let's take this a step further. Read the Rashi there. Arya, look inside. Mikarya Vedic Dai, go ahead.
Mikarya Vedic Dai.
Actually, I skipped. I'm sorry. Kevin Amar Mar.
Kevin Amar Mar, come on.
How many do you need? Two or three? Go ahead.
Mikarya Vedic Dai.
Look at this Rashi closely. Go ahead. When he gets it from the husband, he knows the husband wants a divorce. Go ahead. And he will not protest anymore. Go ahead. What does those words mean, guy? What does inami usually mean? Usually means what?
Alternative answer.
Or actually, that's not what it means here. Here it means, v'inami, and if Taki, he what? If Taki does protest, go ahead, is he believed? Why not? What does that mean? That the shliach checked out everything really, really well. So according to Rashi, even if the husband comes, he's dead. The fanenekta beats him and he's done. I don't mean dead literally, but he's what? The halacha is he's not believed. Now the marshal, we'll get to you in a second, Jonathan. The marshal asked, quotes from the Rashba, that he thinks this is wrong. The lashon of the Gemara is mashed the Baal is believed. What was the lashon of the Gemara? What is the lashon of the Gemara? Lo asi Baal umare nafshe. What does that mean? The Baal will not come and make himself look bad. But if he does come, is he believed?
Yes.
Get that down. The Marshal quotes the Rashba, he would be believed against Rashi. And the Ritva quotes both Pshatim. Actually, we'll get to the Ritva. But the Marshal quotes from the Rashba that if he does come, he's believed against Rashi. And the Marshal says, I love the Rashba's Pshat. Because the Gemara's Mashma. What is the Gemara Mashma? We learned the Gemara. I learned the Gemara like that. Yes? Well, how do we learn the Gemara? Is it going on the shliach making himself look bad like a fool, or is it going on the Baal? How did we learn the Gemara? Jonathan, who's it going on? Who's it going on? The shliach won't make himself look bad. Yes? So you know what the Marshal says? Amazing. The Rashba is learning that it's going on the husband. The husband will make himself look like a fool. He's not going to come and make himself like a fool. But if he does come, he is believed, yes. And the Marshal continues and he says, you know what? That might have been the Rashba's approach, Benji. But how did Rashi read the Gemara? Like we read the Gemara. That the shliach won't make himself look bad. And therefore he's elevated and therefore he's believed. But in a Hanami, according to Rashi, if the Baal does come, is he believed? No. He's not believed at all. And the Ritva quotes both Pshatim. Is la'orore nafshe? Is la'orore nafshe? To make yourself look bad, going on Azriel the shliach, or is it going on the husband? According to Rashi, it's going on who? The shliach. The shliach will make himself look bad. Therefore, he's elevated, he's believed. If the Baal comes, Rashi says he's not believed at all. Says the Rashba, no, it's going on the Baal. The Baal will not come because it makes himself look bad. But if he does come, he is believed. And when it comes to Lorori Nafshe, it's talking about on the Baal. So we presume he won't come, but if he does come, he is believed, according to the Sheet of the Rashba. The Ritva quotes both Shatim. Is Mara Nafshe going on the Shliach, or is it going on the Baal? Machlek is Rashi and Rashba, and the Ritva quotes both Shatim, Laman Afkamina. Is the husband believed or not at the end of the day? Is the husband believed or not at the end of the day? Halacha L'maaseh. Okay? You got this? These are two ways to watch Jonathan. You had a kasha now. What was your kasha? Okay, great. So we got this so far. This comes out a beautiful shot. Yes? We got this, Chlor? Okay. Let's now take this to Tysus, the second one first. Chad. Okay? Because we're still building up this mahalach. Okay? Let's go, Aryeh. Chad. Okay? Let's look inside, guys. Look inside, Chad. Go ahead. Now, I think that this Tosfos is in the block of Rabbah. We're going to see there is a Maharam, which I gave you, that's going to say it should be when we get to the Gemara tomorrow, the next Gemara. But we're going with the Maram Shif, Lamaisa, that learns that the Tosfos and the Marshah, that learns this Tosfos is going on our Gemara. That's why I selected we would do it now, when we're doing it. Because we're going with the Marshah and the Maram Shif against who? The Maharam. Because that same Dibra Maskel exists in the block of Rava, which is the Vayta Gemara. Okay, go ahead, Ari. Let's start again. Chad, Chad. What does this mean? Last time I checked, rumors are really that strong? That rumors possible something? Are they really that strong that rumors possible something? Yes, it is, says Tosus. He says, Posole Mamish, even though it's only a loss, and really what, you're really not believed, all you are is a chirper. You know what a chirper is? A murmur, a slander, or a gossiper. But the bottom line is, it's enough to register a psul from the perspective of Laz. And this fits well with what? Tyson, Shito, and Bayesim and Beis. Two places you say Laz. Okay, next kasha, guys, look inside. What does Sakadaitach mean? What was the Havamina of the Gemara? Before the Gemara breaks down and says the Baal, the Shlich shouldn't be believed against the Baal. And then the Gemara says he has an audience, so we elevate the Shlich. What's the Havamina that should be believed? Last time I checked, does Bafani Nathan Vanevich say hocus pocus abracadabra? Oh, there's no more rumors anymore. Shkoyah. A guy said Bafani Nathan Vanevich, no more rumors. Are you kidding me? You know the way people chirp and gossip and slander? Just because the Shlich said Bafani Nathan Vanevich, that's going to beat down? Eliezer, you get this down? That's going to squash all these rumors? What kind of Havamina is this? Tosis says, I don't understand the Havamina. Why would Bafani Nathan Vanevich be able to squash the rumors? There's still a rumor. Still a rumor. What'd you say? We're on Chad. No. We're going to go back to it, we said. But we're doing this because it's on the Smahalach Lamaisa. Okay? So that's what Tosis is asking. Tosis is asking, what is the Havamina? What Bichlal is the Havamina in the Gemara, Usher, that a Shliach should win? It doesn't squash the laws. Go ahead. So what is Tosis' answer? What's Tosis' answer? That the Havamina was, he thought, the husband, that they'll never believe him. Since they'll never believe him, he's never going to come. So, Bafanenetha, at least squashes him from coming. But if he would come, it would taka be what? If he would come, it would taka be puzzle. If he would come, he taka would be puzzle. This is all Havamina. Yes? Go ahead, Ulamai. You understand this is all Havamina. The Maskani is not even believed to cause a loss because why? The Shlich has an audience. He's elevated. He's going to check himself. He's not going to make himself look bad. When he says that he's believed, that's only according to the Havamina. Write that down, guys. Only according to the Havamina would he be believed. In the Maskani, he's not believed about. But at least as a Havamina. What was Tosh Kasha? How does Bafanenetha squash rumors? Answer is, it'll at least stop him from coming. But if he did come, it will be what puzzle, at least in a Havamina. Go ahead. Ulamai. It's the third time they use that abbreviation. So if you don't know that abbreviation in this Tosis, you're in trouble, guys. Three times in the same Tosis, not a big Tosis. He says, Samach Dalit, Sakadat. Ulamai what? Where is that? Koi, what's koi mean? What is the word koi? Meaning, in English, translate, referring. Where is that last case referring? The last case in the Mishnah. Maybe get better so the Mishnah over the sky. What is it going on? Go ahead. Wow. You mean that last line in the Mishnah when it says Mishnah over the sky is not just going on the Seifa of maybe get better, so it's also going on the Reisha? Yes, it is. Amazing. According to the Havamina, yes, it is. That means in the Havamina, even when you say b'fanei nechtam, you still lose, Mr. Shliach. You still would have to mekayim b'chosamav. That's an amazing thing. In the Havamina, that even if he would have said b'fanei nechtam, he would still lose, and you still would have to mekayim b'chosamav. Because in the Havamina, the reading of the Mishnah was that when it said yiskayim b'chosamav, it was not just going on the seifa of a delivering a get in itself, it's going on the race of delivering a get from Medina Siyam. Wow! That is an amazing Havamina. That's how you read the Mishnah in the Havamina. And what's the answer to the Gemara? Go ahead, Mishani. What's a Mishani mean? What's a Mishani? And the Gemara answers, yes, Mishani. Medik Dak, she's going to be very careful. No Baal's going to come and protest. Go ahead. Wow, and even if you protest, we're not going to what? We're not going to believe it is. Go ahead. Wow. So the perception and the reality are the same thing. You know what I mean by perception? Perception is what people think. It's a loss. The reality is, that will be the reality. If there's a loss out there, then we'll possibly. If it's able to register a loss, then it would possibly. If he's not able to register a loss, then it's kosher. Perception and reality are the same thing according to Tosis here. And Tosis answers, once he prepares himself and he checks himself, we know that what? the funny nephew is believed, then it's done. So according to the Maskanas of Gemara, when you say Yiskabim B'chosomav in the last line of Mishnah, what is it going on? What is Yiskabim B'chosomav going on? Only the what? In the Maskana Eliezer. It's only going on the what? Which case? It's only going on the Seifa of maybe get Beretz Yisrael. But in the ratio where you're bringing, where delivering a get from Chutzlars, from Medina Sayyam, once you say B'chosomav nephew, you're done. Because there's no laws anymore. In the Habamin of the Gemara, it was going even on the ratio that Bafana Netav would not win, that you still didn't squash the lots, and you still would have to Mekai Mechosomov. The Maskana is what? That once he says Bafana Netav, you're done. He's no longer believed, Allah Lamaisa. He's not even, and even if he would come to protest, we would not what? There would be no lots.
That's for all cases,
yes. For all cases, yes. Anytime you say in the Maskana, there is no loss. Okay? There is absolutely no loss. Because you know what? Now, Nate, you might ask me, what happened in the Svar? Remember the way I presented the Kasha? What is it? Abracadabra, hocus pocus? Why all of a sudden now do you say in the Maskana, is it good? You guys tell me. What's bolstered the Fanenetha? Not magic. Magic didn't bolster it. What bolstered it? The fact that he has to perform in front of an audience. And he's going to make sure that this is 100% correct. That's what bolsters him. That's the answer to the Gemara. And therefore, that's why B'fana Nathan is a panacea, and it wins. And it is the solution. And he can know, in the Havamina, though, what do we think? We didn't know that audience far of Medic diet, that he's going to be especially careful. And therefore, Nate, even in the ratio, when the get is delivered, B'fana Nathan will not be a panacea. And you'll have to what? You know, it's an amazing thing. It's amazing. Take a look back at that base. Look at the Mishnah. Right? I told you that, Lamaisa. I can cousin this Mishnah more times. But Lamaisa, I told you, Lamaisa, that I want to do this Mishnah about that. That last line, because we always think it's going on the previous line, I maybe get Beretz Yisrael. But Tosas is saying in Gimel Manav that there is a Hava meaning in the Gemara that you read it's going on the whole Mishnah. Even on the ratio of the Mishnah Eliezer. Get this down. Even on the ratio of the Mishnah it's going on. So it's going on even on the ratio of the Mishnah. So you would think the Fanenet is not enough. The reason why it's not enough, because you're working through a good laws. What, magically, abracadabra, hocus pocus, it squashes laws? Of course not. Maskana is the once we know that he's made a dying, and if we elevate him, then it would squash a laws. Only in the Maskana. And in the Maskana of Gemara, how do you read the Yishol Ebes Kaim HaKosomam? It's only going on Eretz Yisrael, the previous line. Because the Reisha, in the end of the day, Nate, stands on its own. And the Reisha is that once you say B'fanei Nechtav, that's it. It's totally wins, and there's not even a loss.
So, when it's in the
Yamish, the final form is a panacea. Yes. But that is the ratio, Medina Sayyam. It is a complete panacea. Because it's after the Maskana, there's an audience, and he's going to check, Medic Dayak. And therefore, it wins. It wins in the greatest way possible.
The only audience in Medina Sayyam?
No. So no, but the only time you have to say Fanei Nechtam is in front of the audience.
Why is it
in Eretz Yisrael, you know, it doesn't say B'fnei Kama Nosa law. You could just give it to the woman in front of 280. You don't need a Beis Din or two or three.
In Eretz Yisrael, you don't need an audience.
Because they're not saying B'fnei Nechtam, B'fnei Nechtam. You might need 80 Mesira there, but they're not because of B'fnei Nechtam, B'fnei Nechtam. Again, the audience that is required here is because of B'fnei Nechtam. It steps up that he's telling the truth. You follow me? And it's so powerful that it even squashes a loss. That's how you read. So if I ask you, if I would ask you on a Bechina, how do you read the last line of the Mishnah Mishlav Orim Yiskayim HaKosomov? Is it going on only the case before of maybe Geber Yisrael, or is it going on even the previous case? So what's the answer? According to Tosfos and Afkimu Avdim Askokad, according to the Havamin of the Gemara, it's going on what? All cases? Both cases? What do you mean? No, both cases.
Rabbeinu Tam,
no? Tosfos. He didn't say Rabbeinu Tam, it's just Tosfos. Stam Tosis.
Doesn't the Re reject this?
Yeah, but I'm saying Tosis, opposed to the Re. I can't call him Rabbeinu Tam because it doesn't say Rabbeinu Tam. Just says Tosis. Tosis Lamais on his own. Tosis on his own says the Havamin would be it's going on both. Funny enough, would not be powerful enough, you still wouldn't need Kiyum. Because you need to squash a loss. Kamash Mulan, no, it's only going on the case of Get Beretz Yisrael, delivering Get Beretz Yisrael. When you say Funny enough, from Medina Sayyam, it's a panacea, it wins. Why? Because you have a higher level of Nemonis, and it squashes even a loss. That's how you learn Lamaisa, the Pshat and the what? Pshat and Tosis, and Pshat and the Gemara. So now it comes out beautifully. And what do I mean by the perception is the reality? The bottom line is, when you say the final netav, there's no loss. So if there's no loss, therefore there's no. The reality is the get is kosher. Yes, Binyamin.
I don't understand how this was saved in Gemara's reading. I don't know how the Gemara would be reading the according to Avamina. There's a clearly the im yeshua.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. I hear what you're saying. You're right. I would 90% of the time I would agree with you. But it is possible to read Mimi Shalav Aris Kamoshalav. It's a line on its own, and it's going on the line right before and on the ratio. It's not the standard way of reading the Mishnah, but it is a unique way of reading it. And that was the Havami. It is rejected.
With the purpose of the vote, then. It doesn't make any sense.
No.
It means to
no, no, Lamaisa. Okay, I hear what you're asking. Good. Says V'im. But Lamaisa could be V'im. It's going on the whole Mishnah. It doesn't necessarily have to be a Raya group. I hear what you say, but Lamaisa could read it like that. Yes, Nate, go ahead. Okay, let's continue now in the Tysus. Go ahead. Comes along the re, and the re rejects. Go ahead, Arya. What does the word kimlan mean? What does kimlan mean? Yeah, but we know. It means stronger. We know it's kosher. Meaning, what is he saying, basically? Don't give me this business. Perception equals reality. It's not true. Just because there's a laz, I'm going to make it puzzle? It's ridiculous, says the reed. We know this gets kosher. Just because a guy's a chirper, he's a slanderer, a gossiper, I'm going to say it's puzzle? It's ridiculous. I don't agree with you, says the reed to Tosis, that perception becomes reality. It's not true. If the gets kosher, the gets kosher. Go ahead, number one. V'od.
Right?
He says similar, doesn't say exactly Binyamin's point, but he says, give me a break, he says. That the Havamina read the last line of the Mishnah going on the Resha too? It's ridiculous. The Resha should have said, Nimishem alavor miskai mechosama. It should have said that. Should have said that to make it clear. That you should read that line that goes on both the Seif and the Resha? Why make that assumption? Why did the Mishnah say it before? So he says, I don't hold to that. I hold that Bafani Nechtav always solves the problem that could not have been the Havamina, and you cannot tell me that there's laws, I also tell it's possible. So what is the pshat then, Reed? Go ahead. So what does the Reed say? So what does the Reed say? The Reed says, I want to tell you something, that the bottom line is, the gets always kosher. We are basically saying that all we're dealing with is the notion of perception. In reality, this get was always kosher. In reality, this get was always, always kosher. Never was a problem with this get, ever. In the realm of perception, there was a havamina that the husband should be believed and make a laws on it. And what is the answer in the Gemara? What is the answer? That even in the realm of perception, there's no problem with perception. Because we know that he's prepared himself, he's checked into it, and there won't even be perception. So that is the chiddush of the Ri. It is very, very mechudish that in Halacha Lamaisa, I want you to write down that according to the Ri, the whole shot in the Gemara is basically perception. That's all it is. Perception, perception, perception. But the get was always kosher, even in the Havamina. This was just whether it's going to be enough to cause a loss. Are you going to be worried about like a problems, people talking about this get, that the couple got divorced? And in the Havamina meeting, we are worried about it. In the Maskana, we say there's no problem. People aren't even going to talk about it. But to me, who am I? But the Reed was one of the Bali Atesis. He's basically learning the whole Gemara that it's a perception. It's a perception. But really, in reality, the get was always kosher, both the Rice and the Rabbanu.
There's no Nachmina
perception. What'd you say?
There's no Nachmina.
Nafkamina would be that maybe the Rabbanim were concerned about perception so much, maybe they would passel min Rabbanim, Gavriel.
Oh.
But it was only a perception type of thing, okay? Whereas according to the Baal HaTosfos, what was it? It was a real psul. It was a real psul. And Gavriel says, "Lamai nafkamina." It's hard to come up with a nafkamina. It's hard to come up with a nafkamina, but the nafkamina was, are we really passeling it or not? Are we passeling it because of perception? In the realm of perception, you know, maybe Lamaisa, I don't know, maybe we wouldn't be as machmer according to the Ri. You follow me? Because the psul is only in the realm of perception. Whereas according to the Torah, the perception made the reality. Okay? It's a good kasha what you're asking.
Oh, when
What Lamai Nafkamina would be, we have to think of a Nafkamina. Maybe if there'd be come up in a B'dievit situation, we'd have more reason to be Makel, according to the Re, maybe than Tysus. You follow me? No matter what you say, your kasha is a good kasha, but it's only a kasha for the Havamina.
Yeah.
In the Maskana, it's kasher anyway, according to everyone. You follow what I'm saying? It's all a Havamina. Was the Havamina a psula perception, like the Re, or was it a psula that perception became reality? But you can't really ask me what my nafkamina, because that's not the Maskana anyway. You're asking me in theory, Rebbe, what would be the nafkamina as a Havamina? Maybe if there be a Shiloh B'dievit, maybe we be born Makel according to the reason, according to the text. That's what I would say. Okay, I'd like to come up with a concrete nafkamina, but I can't think of one offhand. But that's what I would say. Yeah, go ahead.
What about Aiden protesting in reality versus perception versus reality?
That what?
But the Aiden we're saying is false. The Aiden is not really a perception that he's doing before.
Which Aiden? It's only a Shliach.
You get Aiden. Like you can say that maybe if you get Aiden to testify that.
Well, whatever the Aiden would say would go. You know, it doesn't make a difference. They would always beat out the Shliach if they're two Aiden, right? But once
I'm saying, what would they say? They could really say that he hasn't created his perception. That.
Right, but the perception is the reality, Lamai. So according to Tyson, it becomes puzzle. So the perception is the reality. It becomes puzzle like that. That is the din. Allah Lamai. So you know what I mean? We have to maybe if there be a shaila b'dievit, what would we say? Allah Lamai. Maybe according to the Re, we're more make because only a perception type of thing. Cats always caution. According to Tyson, maybe we would treat it more seriously. Okay. All right. Now this brings us to the following. I didn't notice this myself, but I should have. And that is that Tosus brought up how to read the Mishnah, correct? There was a Havamina and a Maskana. Which block and segment are we in? Are we in Rabbah or are we in Rabbah? We're in Rabbah. What is Rabbah? Lishma. So who cares about Kiyum here? Why are we talking about Kiyum here? That's the Maharam's Kasha. It's a great Kasha. The Maharam says we're in the block of Lishma. Why do we bring up how to read the Mishnah? What is talking about in the Mishnah? That in the Mishnah, the Havamina is before Netav would lose, and you still have to Miskai Mechosomov. Who's talking about Miskai Mechosomov? Miskai Mechosomov is an issue of forgery, right? And you want to make sure there's a Kiyum on it. What is it? How does that speak to Lishma? So get this down in your notes. Comes along the Maharam and he says that he believes this Tosus is on the next block of Gemara. It's on Rabbah, not on Rabbah. That's what the Maharam says. Beautiful. He says, according to Rabbah, he says, not Shaykh to ask from the safe of the Mishnah. Yiskayim Mechosomov. Yiskayim Mechosomov, you can't ask the safe of the Mishnah. Yiskayim Mechosomov is going on what? How maybe get Mechutz Larts? How would Yiskayim Mechosomov solve whether it's Lishma or not? It doesn't prove you anything. You verify the signatures, that doesn't prove the body that get was written Lishma. He says, this Gemara is not, we didn't read it, we should have waited on this place. That's what the Maharam is saying to us. We should have waited on this place till we get the next block of Gemara. Okay. My impression was that it's on this block of Gemara. So I'm looking around. So Baruch Hashem, we find the Marsha and the Maharam Shif who said like us. Comes along the Marsha, and if you look up the Marsha on this Tosus, he mentions, if you look it up, he actually mentions, you open up get the Marsha for me, Binyamin, okay? He actually mentions Stam Sifra the Migmar Gmiri. What on earth is he talking about? Stam Sifra the Migmar Gmiri. Why is he bringing up Stam Sifra the Migmar Gmiri? Because he understood that this Tosus was working within Rabbah. Thank you very much. He says, Stam Sifra the Migmar Gmiri. Why are you talking about Stam Sifra the Migmar Gmiri? He says, Mikara Zak Tosus, my sakaram hani funny nerta, katanika las, Mikara namalava las, can I Stam Sifra the Migmar Gmiri? Kule. What do you mean Stam Sifra the Migmar Gmiri? We're talking within Rabbah. Right? Stam Sifra the Migmar Gmiri is who? Stam Sifra the Migmar Gmiri is Rabbah, right? So you see that the Marsha learned like us, that we're talking about Stam Sifra the Migmar Gmiri. And if you look in the Tosus HaRosh, you know what the Tosus HaRosh says? That this Tosus is going on both, Bein Rabbah and Rabbah. So we basically have all three permutations. But we didn't get to the Maharam Shif yet. But we mentioned three possibilities. Is it going on Rabbah like the Maharam? Is it going on Rabbah like the Marsha, or is it going on both like the Tosus HaRosh? Please get all three possibilities down. But comes along the Maharam Shif And he says amazing pshat. And the Maram Shif is cholek completely. The Maram Shif is absolutely cholek completely on who? Who's he cholek on? The Maram. Correct. He says that Arta is going like Rava. How are you? Listen to what he says. Amazing. What does it mean, Yeshalav Orin? What does Orin mean? From what we said at the beginning of Shir. Huh? Definitely Mizuyuf according to Rashi. What do we say according to the Rambam? Even Lishma. Correct. The Bauer protest and say that it was not written Lishma. And it was not signed Lishma. Kavan is they have to bring Adim that they want that the get was written Lishma. Not signed. We'll stick with written. They need to verify it was written Lishma. So according to the Chassam Sofer, it comes out. What did the Chassam Sofer say? What did the Chassam Sofer say? You guys remember that amazing Chassam Sofer? What did the Chassam Sofer say? You guys remember what he said? What the Rambam say? Not just Mizuyu, but even Shalol Lishma. That's what the Tosefta says. So the Chassam Sofer says, what does Yiskai Mechosomov mean? Why are all these tainis believed? Why are all these tainis believed? That it wasn't Lishma, it was Mechubar, because you had a Miku to say what? Mizuyev. And if you Yiskai Mechosomov, you lose the Miku and then all those other claims go fall away. That's why it's a Yiskai Mechosomov. Orin could go on all types of claims, but Yiskai Mechosomov is to destroy what? And target the what? The Migu that you claim Mizuyah, which makes all these claims believe, because you could have said Mizuyah. So Yiskai Mechosomov destroys the Migu, so all your claims fall away. That's how the Sam Sofer touched up according to the Rambam. So now it works beautiful. Don't go crazy the fact that it brings up Yiskai Mechosomov. How does that fit into the block of Lishma? It fits in beautifully. Because Yiskai Mechosomov is to take away the what? The Migu of Mizuyah. Whoa! Is that sharp? So the Maram Shif, sure, Nate. We'll say it twice if we need to. The Maram Shif says, I agree with the Marsha against the Maram. Just because Tos brings up Yiskai Mechosomov doesn't indicate that it's in the block of Rav Akiyum. Because Yiskai Mechosomov is talking to Orin. What is the Orin? According to Rama's Orin, not just Mizuyah, but other claims. It wasn't written Lishma. So why does it say Yiskai Mechosomov? Because the other claims that you make that the get is bad, it wasn't Lishma, it's Mechubar, I didn't write it, they're all believed because you had a Migu to say it was what? It was Mizuyev. When you're Skyim Bechosomov, that takes away the Migu, and therefore you can't make any of those claims. So just because you bring up Skyim Bechosomov, it doesn't mean that what? Just because you say Skyim Bechosomov, it doesn't say that I'm speaking only to Kiyum Eliezer, it's speaking to the Lishma! And the Rambam is saying the only reason why these other claims that it wasn't written Lishma was Bechubar, I didn't write it, is because you have a Migu to say Mizuyah. But if you have Yiskai Mechosomov, it takes away the Migu. Vivelu, you have no namas on any of those claims. So therefore, Zakta Maram Shif, Tysus is referring Beferish in the block of Rabba. Don't go crazy, you say Yiskai Mechosomov, oh, it's Rabba. No, it's Rabba. And especially Lamaisa. It goes very, very beautifully with this Chassam Sofer with the Rambam and the Perish Mishnayos. And that goes back to what we said at the beginning of Shir, that according to the Rambam is two against two, that Ir Rava is Nemek Yishnayim, no matter what you say, whether it's Mizuyah, you say it wasn't written Lishma, or you didn't write it, or it was Mechubar. But he has a Koch of two, so it's two versus two. The Shliach Zal has a Koch of two, so it's our face-off. Trey versus Trey loses. The answer is no, this Trey's better than the Shliach. Why is it better? Because he has an audience, he's made a Dayik. He has a higher level of Nemons. Or as Nate wanted to say, it's one versus two, and that one all of a sudden jumps over. We don't want to be as drastic as that. So let's say even the Havim Mishlik was two. Now, Lamaisa, according to the Maharam, Tyson is going a little bit of Rava, so you understand that Shasha Mizuyev works well with what? Laz, right? The whole time, Lamaisa, what is what? What is Laz? It's a little bit strange, though, according to the Maharam. If Tosas is within the block of Rava, that means the Chashash to the Star Mizuyev is only Laz. We've never said that before. When did we bring up Laz before? On Bezim and Bez. Within which block? Binyamin. The Lishma block. The Maharam fits like a glove, Lamaisa. I'm sorry, the Maharam Shiv fits like a glove because the issue of Laz is, oh, he's going to cause rumors that it wasn't Lishma. Rumors. But when you talk about Kim, those aren't rumors. Yeah. But the way the Maharam is reading it, now you're saying rumors even for Kiyum. There's rumors that it's forged. We never said that before. It's always rumors that it wasn't written Lishma. That's another difficulty you have with the Maharshit. I'm sorry, with the Maharan. One is Lamaisa, that it doesn't, it seems like it's working on that block. Number two is you're saying now Laz applies also to what? Laz also applies to Mizuya, to Kinu? To Mizuya? Usually not. Laz is there, wasn't really small. Yes, Nate.
Sorry, do you write Maharshit? I don't. How does Maharam Shif take the Chasam Sofer and get rid of them and bring the Migo back?
Because the Maharam Shif says when Tosus brings up how to read the Mishnah, Yesh Lavarim, and talks about Kiyum, Lamaisa, the Maharam said, oh, talking about Kiyum, Lamaisa, it's got to be Rava, right? Maharam Shif says, no, it's talking about Rava. How's it done on Rava? Because even when you see the phrase, Iskayim Chosamov, it could be working with Lishma. How? If you go with the Rambam, that Orin is not just Mizuyev, but any claim that it's bad, it wasn't really Shema, I didn't write it with Chuber. Why are those claims believed according to the Rambam? Because you have a Migu Mizuyev. So if you do Yiskayim B'Chosamov, what are you doing? You're taking away the guy's Migu. Because Yiskayim B'Chosamov proves that it was the... And therefore all those claims fall. So therefore, Lamais, and it works well that Laz is only working, the whole point of telling Laz, is working within the Shema. Because we're making rumors it wasn't in the Shema. When we said Kiyum the whole time, you have to come on to Laz. That's a real bona fide problem, Kiyum, that it was Forbes, the signatures. So if that's the case, you have what? You have a tremendous what? You have a tremendous machlokes here between who? The Maharam on one hand, against the Mar Shah and the Maharam Shif. And if the Maharam Shif works beautifully according to the Rambam, that it wasn't written in Shema, halacha l'maaseh. It comes out to be a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. Okay, everyone cop this?
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
How would Laz even like physically work with Mizuyah? Because like for the Shema, it's not tangible, so you
could
say...
Well, you could say a rumor that it wasn't really Shema. You can also say a rumor...
Yeah,
these,
that makes sense.
No, you can also say these rumors, there's rumors that these signatures are
forged. Black and white, you just...
And there's rumors. People can rumors can apply to everything. Gabriel can say these signatures are fake. It's a rumor. If you look at it, then you'll see it won't be. But Lamaisa, people can always make rumors. But I'm saying we've never found that before. When you bring up rumors, you're watering it down, the concern. You follow me? When you bring up lies, you're watering down the concern. You know what I mean? Lies, you're watering it down. When we talked about Kim, we never watered it down. Now, according to the Maharam, you're going to have to water it down. It's very difficult to say. Pashim Shad is like the Maharam Shif. This is what we want to say. Chiddush. It works beautifully according to the Rambam. Okay. This brings us to the following now. Let's get it. You have a Kashane? Okay, let's get to the following now. The Pnei Yehoshua says, actually we're going to talk about this B'Nei in the Chabura later in 545 B'Zishem. Pnei Yehoshua says that we find all of our Shas that Eidech is believed like two already. Okay? Kol Makom, Shenemar Eidech. We actually mentioned that last week. You guys remember? Remember the Ramah said in Hilchos Eidos, there's only two places that Eidech is believed like two Eidim? Which two places? Remember I wrote on the board?
Sota.
You guys got a Sota, excellent. What else?
Egla Rufa.
Excellent, Gabriel. Correct. So why did he bring up Eidech and Yisurim? So what do we say? That was the Tashbetzes Kasha. What was the answer we gave? Because all these Yisurim is Nemanis. It's not Eidos. So there is a klal, I want you to get this, that an Eidech is believed like two. And what is the bonus of an Eidech being believed like two? What do you get out of that, Gabriel? That if another Eidech goes against them, that Eidech will lose. Yes? Higher mathematics, two against one, the two wins.
Why is that not a two?
Because he has no koach to say that he's believed like two. Only one of the two Eidech had a koach to believe like two. Only certain times, like an Eidech is believed the husband's dead, right? The Gemara says in Ksubis, anytime you say the Torah believes in Eidech like two, and another Eidech goes against him, loses. Ein Torah Shalach Lebakam Shayim. What daf I gave it to you in the Maram Kovos? Ksubis Chav Bezim and Bez. So let me ask you, Nate. Why don't you say the same thing here? Why is the Gemara have a Havamina, Usher, that the Baal should be believed against the Shliach? The Shliach is believed like two. It's against the famous cloud in the Torah. Right? Who would deny me? The Baal should not believe to be Machish the Shliach, that's believed like two. Who asked this Kasha? Pnei Yehoshua and Rav Baruch Bir, the Birka Shmuel. Rav Baruch Bir Leibowitz, the great Gaon, the Talmud Rav Chaim, Pnei Yehoshua, the great Gaon. Pnei Yehoshua lived in the 1700s. Birka Shmuel was in the late 1800s, beginning of the 1900s. You heard a Kasha? The Shliach has a special Nemanus like two. Why is it even a Havami the Baal could beat him? So let's give three answers to that Kasha. Okay, let's give three answers to that kasha as to how you can even entertain a havamina that the Baal should be able to beat out the Shliach. Number one, in the end, Gabriel, I keep stressing, he's not believed in the end. The Shliach wins. But what's the Havamin of the Baal should win? So the Pnei Yeshua answers himself by saying like this. When does an Eid Echad lose against the Eid Echad that's treated like two? When there's a Svara that we should believe one more than two. What's the Svara that an Eid Echad has believed that a husband's dead? What's the Svara? You don't need two Eid. Three Svaras, we said once. The woman herself is going to check it out before she gets remarried.
She's not
convinced about what's number two? Number two, anything that's going to milsav yidu l'gluy, any matter that's going to be revealed, no one lies about. Whether a guy's alive or dead, it's eventually going to come out.
Because she's not going to have a mom's heir and children.
So she'll check it out herself. Number two, it's going to be a matter that's revealed. What's number three? Mishumi gunu. There are three svaras why we believe in the Anachan like two. So that's why. Pnei Yeshua says, there's no svara here in the Havamin. You follow me, Nate? In the Havamin, there's no svara why the Shliach should be better than the Baal. In the Maskana, we have the audience. Medic dies theory. But until the Maskana, you don't have that. So it's one versus one. So the Baal should be believed they cancel each other. Number one. That's number one answer. Number two. Reb Shmuel Razovsky, the Reshiva Popanovich, and similarly to Baruch Ber writes, only by Eidus of Adar Shebe'erva, like Eidus Isher Asota, do we say that Eidach is like two. Why is an Eidach by Asota believed like two? Because it came after what? Eidach and Anabiyah, a married woman. She was Mizana with another guy. Came after two Eidim on Kinui, that he warned her not to have Yichud Mr. X, and two Eidim on the Stira. He warned her not to have what? Yichud, and the two Eidim saw her have Yichud with Mr. X. Suffix, she has to drink the Mesota. What happens is Eidach and Anabiyah? That's Ravayim Ladover. She doesn't drink. She loses her Ksubi, has to divorce her. Suffix Sota is when she drinks. Why isn't Eidachad believed on the Bia? Because there's Ravayim Ladover. There's proof to the pudding. There were Eidim on the Kinu, Eidim on the Stira. One Eid on the Bia is enough. That's considered to be a special din. By Sota, by testifying a husband's dead, we just gave three Svaras. That she'll check it out herself. Nilstavil Gulu Mashakra. And what else? Mishumi Gunam. In those cases, Eidachad Be'erva, right? What do we assume? An Eidach is like Shnaim in those cases. Usually ain't Davar Zerah above Mishnaim, but in the cases of what? Eidus Isha, which means, what's Eidus Isha mean? Eidus Isha is a category to verify the husband's dead, to allow her to remarry. Sota. It says Beferish, only in those cases an Eidach like two. What about by Isurim? Is an Eidach like two by Isurim? No way, says the Ritzvah Yevamos. By Yisurim, we don't say Eidachat's like two. Eidachat said this piece of meat is ham. He's not believed like two, but he's believed. But he's not believed like two. What is our case like? What is our concern in our case? Is it a Diraisa concern or the Rabbanan concern? What do we start all shir today? First line. Rabbanan it is. On a Diraisa level, not Choshes. On a Rabbanan level, is this guy believed like two? Yes or no? No way. We don't need to say that he's believed like two. Let him believe like Yisurim. You don't need a gun in front of a Beis Din. This is all a Havamina. Right? We don't have the Klal Harei Kishnayim. It's a Derabbanan issue here. Why should we have the Din of Eisurim is not Kishnayim? So why Derabbanan should it be like Shnayim? Only by Eidus Erva is he considered to be like two. Like by Sota or like by Eidus Isha to verify the guy's dead. You follow me? That's a second answer, says the Pnei Yeshua, says Rav Razovsky and Rav Baruch Ber. Beautiful answer. That's why we have a Havamina that the Baal can beat out the Shliach. Because it's not like two, the Shliach. Because it's only the Rabbanan, it's like Yisurim. First answer was what? Where you have an added Svara that you should have believed over the other guy. Here there's no added Svara. It's before Medik died, before the Maskana. Number two is what? What's number two? Number two, it's a Rabbanan. It's like Yisurim. Yisurim on a Diraisa level is not Kishnayim. So certainly the Rabbanan is not like Shnayim. Only by Sultan, by Eidus Isha is he like Shnayim. And then the third answer is like the Ksav Sofer. What's the Ksav Sofer say? What's the third answer? The third answer says that this Kasha of the Yeshua is answered based on the first Kasha of the Yeshua. What was the first Kasha of the Yeshua? That on Daf Testament Aleph it says what? What does it say on Daf Testament Aleph? That Ir Rabbal is what? Is Kishnayim, exactly. So if Ir Rabbal is Kishnayim, then the Baal and the Shliach should be what? Should be equal, right? They should be equal. Lomaisa. Yeah? It's a great kasha, Pnei Yeshua asks. How can Washi say Uki Chad Bahari Chad? It's really two, Lamaisa. It's really two. Irabah's like two. So Lamaisa, they're both what? They're both considered to be like two. This is the kasha, Lamaisa. So what's the answer? What's the answer, Nate? You're right, Lamaisa, he's like two. You're right, he's like two. But the Shliach's also like what? Two. So it's two versus two. So the Ksav Sofer says very similar to what we said earlier in Shir for the Rambah, that it's two versus two. So we asked, what kind of Havamina is it that what? That the Baal should beat out the Shliach, Lamaisa. Isn't the Shliach like two? Yeah, the Shliach's like two, but the Baal's also like two. So what are the three answers to answer this Kasha? What are the three answers? How can you have a Havamina that what? That the Baal could beat out the Shliach. Isn't the Shliach like two? What are the three answers? Number one, you need a Svara. Why what? Why the Shliach is better than the Baal. There is no Svara. Who gave that answer? Pnei Yehoshua. And who else? Pnei Yehoshua gave that answer. No?
Yeah.
Pnei Yehoshua gave that answer. Excellent. What's the second answer? Rav Shmuel Rozovsky and Rav Baruch Meir. Rav Shmuel Rozovsky and Rav Baruch Meir. By the Rabbanans, Isurin, Lo Kishnayim, Ve'erach has not like Shuv, so the Koshkin the Rabbanans. Koshkin the Rabbanan, right? Koshkin the Rabbanan, look at what? Look at Moshnayim. You're not like two. So therefore, if you're not like two, therefore the husband can beat out the what? Beat out the stick. And number three. What's number three? That they're both Kishnayim. See, it's interesting the way you break it down. The first two answers say that what? Let the stick be like two and let the Baal be like one. No, it's really like one, the first two answers. The third answer is that what? Keep him at two, but who else is like two? The Baal is like two. It's Kishnayim. Shnayim versus what? Shnayim? Negin? Shnayim. I'll tell you why I don't like this third answer, though. Actually, I do like it now. I was thinking, though, if you say like this third answer, then you'll have to say that what? When did the Gemara say that the Baal is like Shnayim? Only in the case where you're delivering a get where? In Eretz Yisrael. And in our case, we're dealing with a get that was delivered where? Unless you say like who? Like the Rambam. Because the Rambam will say Daptes is also talking about delivering a get where? Even when you claim Shalom Lishma. Even when you can also protest Shalom Lishma. So it could be very well be Shalom Lishma. That it's talking about maybe get, not everywhere, but it could be maybe get in Shalom. But you can make an Orin. The word Orin could go on what? Granted, it's going on the last case. That's the Maskana. Maybe get there in Shalom. But it's going on Shalom Lishma. Correct. So therefore, he's like what? Shnayim is Kishnayim given by Shalom Lishma. So the Baal's like two and the Shliach's like two. That's the face off. That goes well with the Rambam. The last answer would hold way, Lefiyah Rambam. That's correct. That's the only thing that really. Not that it's bad, but you're just going to have to say the third answer will only work well with the Rambam. Okay?
Still win even though it's two against two.
It would be a face off. The Baal would win. The Maskana is the Baal. Shliach wins because of made it die. It's all a Havamina. It's all a Havamina. Oh, excellent, guys. We got this? This is working. That's why we did this Tysus first. Now let's go to the other Tysus. We only have a few minutes. I don't think we'll be able to finish, but let's get to it. Arya, go ahead. Because we got to do the Rebbe Akiva. Did you guys see the Gilyon HaShas there too? Okay, let's look at it. Okay? I don't know if we'll be able to finish it, but if we don't, we'll finish it tomorrow. We got to go bite there tomorrow. Go ahead. Hi, Kula.
Hi, Kula.
The Yavam is not Pechesim at all. So what's the Gemara talking about over there? It's talking about a husband that is dead. Allow the woman to remarry, but we don't know if he's dead. So an Enecha comes forward and says, we know that he's dead. So the Gemara has a famous line, which means since we're Machmir, Mitoksha what? Go ahead, read again. Starting again with the Rumaska. Hi, what?
Hi,
Yavam is not Pechas, right? Gabi Mitoksha Chumra Shechamarta Lebesofa. What is the Chumra? What is the Chumra you impose on her Besofa? What is the Chumra? Yes. Excellent. What happens if a woman, man is married to a woman, and they don't know where he is? Then Edecha comes, and we're allowing Edecha to be believed that he's dead. She goes and gets remarried, then the husband arises. The husband surfaces. She got remarried, it's a disaster. It's a catastrophe. What's the din? What is halacha? What is halacha? Teitzei mizeh mizeh. What does teitzei mizeh mizeh mean? She must get divorced from both guys. She loses her ksuba too. Teitze, mizeh, yes, umizeh. It's a very terrible thing. She's got to get divorced from both guys. That is what it means, mitoch chumro shechamarta. Get it down, write it down. Because of the chumra that we're slammer besofa, because the calamity is so bad, the punishment is so bad in the end, we're making in the beginning allow one A to be believed he's dead. You got me? Mitoch Oh, so therefore, the Gedin is we allow in Echad. So, frek the Gemara there in Mesechus Yevam is go ahead. What does that mean, lo lachmer? Don't slammer in the end, and don't what? No, don't be makel and allow in Echad. So, what would happen if two Adam came forward and said the guy's dead? And then she gets remarried. What's the din if what the husband then arises?
She's fine.
She did nothing wrong. She didn't do anything wrong. She listened to two basins. She would be able to go back to her first husband, and she looked like she was onus with the second husband. But if you utilize an eid echad, it's incumbent upon her to research it well. If you're going to use that kula, it's incumbent upon her to research it well, which is called Isha Daikwa Mitzvah. Also, we have other kulas, but she's risking it. So the Gemara asks, why do you slam her in the end and be makel in the beginning? Just what? Don't be makel. Required to wait, and you won't be machmir. And if the husband does come alive, if the husband comes forward that he's alive, allow her to go back to the first husband, she was bonus, right? That's Gemara's kashin yavamas. So what's Gemara's answer? Gemara says we can't do that. We cannot do that because if we require two Adim, that the husband said we never might find two Adim. And therefore we need to be makel to allow one Adim, and therefore we have to risk it. That's what the Gemara says in yavamas. We have to risk it. We have no choice. We have no choice but to risk it, Lamaisa, and therefore we allow Ein Eid Echad to verify that the husband is dead. Okay, go ahead. So Tais asks. This is like an implicit kasha. So why does the Gemara here go crazy, and the Gemara Nivamas doesn't go crazy and yell Haikul Haikumru? Go ahead. So what does that mean? The Gemara, it's not shaykh to ask over there, Haikulu Chumru, because if we were required to aid him, yes, to testify he's dead, go ahead, the Yava what? And the Baal would come forward, then what? She would be able to go back to her first husband and would be fine, because she had a Heter Gomer to get married. It wasn't just one aid, it was two aid. Could I mean what? Now that you only had one aid and the husband comes forward, she's got to get divorced from both. So the kula that you thought you had led to a terrible chumrah. So why did the Gemara of Yavamas jump on it like it did here? What did it do here, Nate? The Gemara? The Gemara jumped on it and said, kula? It's a chumrah because you required two. The husband would not be, wouldn't come. He wouldn't believe. Now they have one. The husband comes, he's believed according to Rashi. So why did the Gemara of Yavamas jump and say like that? The Gemara could have jumped and said, now that you required only one, you mess up. It's a question on that Gemara. It's a question on Yavamas. Why did the Gemara Yavamas not jump like it did here? Our Gemara jumped Haikula. Write it down in your notes, what Nate just said. Haikula Haikumru, the Gemara jumps by us. Why did the Gemara Yavamas jump on it and say, oh, you require what? 1-8. Now you create a real problem if he comes forward. The Gemara should have jumped and asked that. So Tosi says, no, it's not shy to ask such a kasha. Why not? Go ahead. Because it's impossible. Sometimes it's impossible to make that takana. You need to. Because there might be only one guy that saw the misa. Again, look at that. One guy saw the misa. Shaya what? That the body was the husband. Go ahead. And even if there were a lot of guys that saw it. How do you know anyone's going to come in and testify? They might know it in their brain, but how do you know they're going to come testify in Basin that he's dead? So you might end up only having one. And you better allow one to be good because you'll be stuck as a Naguna. You know how terrible a Naguna is. So that's why we have no choice but to what? Allow an Eid Echad, even though the risk is high. And if he comes forward, it's going to be a catastrophe for her. About what? Yeah, here you can do both. Make a takana, you need two what? Two shluchim. So you can do it in a manner where we're not going to be messed up. Nothing's going to happen if you require two. Why are you making to allow one? And then if the husband comes, he's going to protest. Just require two. Why be making to allow a shliach? One shliach. Be machmir. There's no catastrophe that's going to happen. Over there's a big catastrophe that's going to happen. It's a big catastrophe that's going to happen. And therefore, the Gemara what? The Gemara Lamaisa doesn't jump over there because they have no choice. Here we jumped on it. You got nothing to lose. This is the Chiddush of Taisus. Comes along Rabbi Kivager, the Torah's getting, let's close with this Kasha. And we'll look at it. We'll give the answer to begin sure tomorrow. Listen to this kasha. Get it down. Rabbi Kivagrin, the Torah's getting asked. Torah's getting is the Nesivis. He says, here there's a big concern. The husband's a liar. Nothing but a liar. But over there, there's no kshash that the one's going to lie, Gabriel. Because the woman, relying on the woman, she's going to look into it herself. It's not shy if that what a catastrophe is going to happen. This woman's going to do such research, she's going to hire many private investigators to make sure the husband is dead. What is your concern? That's why the Gemara doesn't jump over there, because we're not cautious that anything's bad's going to happen. One in a million cases. Over here, this Baal's going to lie from today until tomorrow. Wants to stay married to her. Doesn't want to get divorced or change his mind. So there's a big difference between the two. That's why the Gemara jumps and says, this is a kula, it's a chumrah. We would have what staved off the Baal if we were required to. So why didn't you do it? Over there, the Gemara's going to ask it, because we're not really concerned a catastrophe is going to happen. It's a great kasha. It's like orange and peaches. The two Gemaras are like orange and peaches. Here, there's good reason to ask. The Baal's a liar. Over there, there's no concern. She's not going to lie. She'll check into it that he's dead. So why should the Gemara ask that kasha? We have no choice but to what? But to say what? Edechet is good. And you know, it'll be a catastrophe. Because we're not concerned it's going to happen. Because she'll check into it well. So that's what we're left with, this kasha, Rabbi Kivagrin. Read the Rabbi Kivagrin inside, and with that we'll close, Lamaisa. The God that meant. Read the Rabbi Kivagrin. Guys, look inside. Go in the shots. Go ahead, are you? I don't understand the holy words of Tosis. That's why I say holy a lot. Rabbi Kivagrin says it. Go ahead. She's going to check into it to see if her husband's dead. I'm not shocked that he's going to come and come to a catastrophe. Go ahead. Yeah, even if this news they give us, maybe the Baal will lie. Go ahead. Let Hashem light up my eyes to give an answer. So tomorrow we have to what? Light up our eyes and we'll give an answer to Hashem. Let's stop here with that mincha. 5:45 was about the Kabbalah vision.